We're here with another episode of G&K in the Lab. I got my guy with me, Kurt Lee. It's been a minute. Kurt's back. First episode for Kurt in 2021. Kurt, how you doing, my guy?
I'm good, but why you introduce me as Kurt Lee?
That's your name, nigga.
Kurt. You never call me by that.
Oh, okay. Kurt. I'm so used to the. Because I mean, real quick, a little rundown to the listeners. I mean, we've had a lot of press going on with the podcast. I mean, recently got released with Yahoo Finance. We got a few outlets, Market Watch, that have were interested in writing about the podcast. So, I mean, and I'm used to just, I mean, anytime they ask about Kurt, I always put in Kurt Lee. That's why, like, I wanted to introduce the full name this time. But yeah, like. We got a lot going on, viewers, so just stand by, you know what I'm saying? Me and Kurt are working real hard, real, real hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're happy that the podcast is doing as well as it is. Shouts to all the athletes that have been on the podcast so far, Landon, Lando, Chris Galbraith, Rob, I mean, Ahmad Clark. Shouts to them. We got more guests coming soon. And, yeah, we're just going to keep the ball rolling, man. I'm just going to keep the ball rolling.
B&K in the Lab, we national.
We really national. We got another article coming out, like, in the next week or two. We're not going to talk about it until it drops, but it's another big platform as well. So it's really just a blessing. It's really just a blessing. We got the Facebook. The Facebook is up now, but it's under my name. I gotta put the link somewhere for the new Facebook. I'm probably going to put it on the podcast page. Once, like, it's complete, but we got the Facebook up. We should have the YouTube. Well, we got the YouTube, but we got one episode there. But we're going to upload all the other episodes on the YouTube real soon. So we just need everybody to just stay tuned, man. We're really moving. So we're going to keep you guys updated. But we're going to get right into it, though, man. The first topic we're going to talk about is the death of a really, really, really solid MC, rapper, father, husband. Just I could go all day about this guy, man, and it really hurt. It really hurt what happened last week, man. Rest in peace to the late great DMX.
Rest in peace
to DMX, man.
You know what they say, all dogs go to heaven. He went to a good place.
He went to a good place. He's got a good heart. I mean, it just really hurts because, I mean, we all know I'm from New York. DMX is from New York. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, he's linked to, like, one of my favorite rappers, Jadakiss. You know what I'm saying? With the Rough Riders, D-Block and all that. So.
You don't fuck with Rough Riders, bro.
Bro, stop. I don't fuck with Rough. You know I fuck. Come on. How I fuck with Jadakiss, I don't fuck with the Rough Riders.
All right, fine.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I love Jadakiss, right. You know what I'm saying? I could be a little bit biased when it comes to my New York rappers, you feel me? But I mean, really just I'm about to let Kurt chime in, but I mean, I just wanted to get it out cuz I mean, it's hard for me to really get it out. I was speechless when this happened, man. Like the day he died, I mean, I had the crib to myself. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I was just in the crib, just in an empty house. I just went after I was done working, and I just watched Belly. I'm not sure if you saw Belly, Kurt, but if you didn't, Kurt, you gotta. I'm gonna make sure you watch.
What are you talking about? Of course, I've seen it, man.
But I mean, I watched Belly, by myself at night, and it just hurt, man. Just his talent, Kurt.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Just his overall talent, his
cradle
acting,
to the grave.
Cradle to the grave. One of me and Kurt's favorite movies, Romeo Must Die. DMX didn't have like a big part in that movie, but I mean he did have a part. You know what I'm saying? And that was I think Romeo Must Die. Romeo Must Die was the first time I seen him act, and I was like, I was 9, 10 years old in my old house in Spring Valley. And
yeah.
It just you know what I'm saying? Like his talent was amazing, his acting, and he didn't really. I don't think he took acting classes. He just kind of did it. He just kind of did it naturally. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, He was just real. Like DMX was just a real dude, man. He had millions and millions of dollars. Swiss Beatz. What really hurt was, I mean, Swiss Beatz's little.
Oh, I still haven't seen that message from Swiss Beatz.
Yeah, Swiss Beatz's little message for DMX. He said that DMX would go to jail to escape. Like, he would go to jail to kind of, like, because he felt free in jail. Something along those lines.
Man.
So he kind of went to jail just to kind of escape from everybody and shit like that. And when I heard that, I was really, like, that shit really fucking,
it's
that shit
really wasn't there.
Yeah, that shit really touched me. That shit really touched me when they said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't know what to say when I heard that. But yeah, he went through a lot, man. He went through a lot. I mean, he got caught up in the drugs at an early age and stuff like that. But regardless, even with all the drugs he was doing and things like that, just the type of person he was, he remained a solid person. You know what I'm saying? Even throughout all the trials and tribulations and stuff like that. And I mean, you know what I'm saying? We had to do a podcast episode. You know what I mean? We don't,
absolutely.
Me and Kurt, we don't do podcast episodes, like too often. But I mean, like, when certain things like happen, unfortunately, or when certain events happen, you best believe you're gonna get something from us. Like, I mean, there's no way that we were gonna let time pass by and we weren't gonna use our platform to show people the type of person that DMX was and the type of impact he had on our lives growing up. I mean, I've been listening to hip-hop since I was 8, and DMX was always on my TV, just going wild with the deep voice and all that shit. Like, just wilding out, you feel me? Just wilding out and just going crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, he really had the culture on his pinky at some time, late 90s, early 2000s, and, I mean, we love DMX, but I mean, I'm gonna let Kurt talk now. Kurt, what you got to say about this, man?
I want to quote DMX real quick from my favorite song from him.
Go ahead.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom.
Mm.
Like, damn, look how that rock got him.
Mm.
Open like a window, no more into look at a video, saying to myself that couldn't been yo nigga on the TV. Believe me, it could have been done. Something's got to give.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to change because I've got a son. I've got to do the right thing for the shorty, and that means no more getting high drinking 40s.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to get better, man. He was supposed to work on his health.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to quit all those drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unfortunate what happened to him. Like,
yeah.
he had a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I feel like he could have handled it in a better way by getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, like, health is the number one thing, man. It's the most important thing in life.
Yeah.
And to abuse it by taking drugs wasn't really, you know, what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to get better for the people around him.
Yeah.
A lot of people look up to him, man. A lot of people did. I looked up to DMX.
Yep. How old were you when you first heard DMX?
I was probably around 13.
13?
Yeah, 13. And it was one of his party joints. One of his party joints I heard.
Get it on the floor, probably, with Swizz.
Probably that's what it was, yeah. But,
yeah.
Man, right off the bat when I heard him, I knew he was different.
Special. Like,
yeah, his beat and his delivery and everything is just
unique.
It was a candy in my ear, candy to my ear.
It was different. It was different. It was unique.
Yeah, his style and everything was just.
Mm-hmm.
First came out, man. DMX was the man. He ran shit for the longest time.
Everywhere. Ran shit for years,
everywhere,
man.
This is New York. I mean, he came from New York, but
for years, man. For years. And he wanted Jay-Z's neck, too, kind of. Like, he wanted Jay-Z to know, too, like, yo, I got the top spot. Even after when they started doing the verses too, and I think they interviewed DMX, and this was recently, obviously, because the verses started kind of like during quarantine. He wanted Jay-Z. He's like, yo, y'all niggas know who I want. Like, he wanted to go at Jay-Z next. He wanted that nigga, bro. Like, he wanted Jay-Z because he knew Jay-Z kind of got, I mean, if you really look at it, Jay-Z, if people have to choose between Jay-Z and X, I mean, more people are going to say Hov. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he felt that he was better than Hov. They battled, man. They battled in the early, late 90s, early 2000s. They had a battle out that they never released. Maybe if we get lucky, they might release that. They might release that now. You know what I'm saying? Because I heard that battle was real tough. But yeah, like, I mean, X was a different breed, man. He was a different breed. He wasn't scared of nobody, man. He always felt like he was the top dog. You know what I'm saying? Just confident, yeah. Like, yo, you're not fucking with me. You're not this. Like, he just always, and that's kind of how I am. Like, just to always want to be the top dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just have that mentality, that competitive mentality that I gotta be. You know what I mean? I want people to know that I'm that guy. You know what I'm saying? You're just confident. You feel me? Just confident, New York swagger. So when someone like that slips through the cracks and makes it to the top, makes millions of dollars, you gotta pay homage, because there's not too many real niggas like that really slip through those cracks, especially these days. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, I'm just like,
true legend, rest in peace.
True legend, man. So rest in peace to DMX. My thoughts, my prayers, my condolences go out to him and his family and his kids. That's really all I have on the topic. But I was hurt. That's all I'm going to leave it on. Last Friday, I was really hurt. You know what I'm saying? Kurt was really hurt. And that's just it. DNK in the lab has all the respect for DMX and his family. And we're going to continue to listen to Blast's music. We're going to continue.
I still can't believe Tyrese posted 50 things on his Instagram. DMX, man. That's fake love. That's what I call fake love, bro. Tyrese's always been a real nigga to me, but this time he just overdid it.
Yeah. Tyrese always posting a lot of shit on his page, but shout out to Tyrese for showing love to DMX as well. I get where Kurt's coming from, though. Got like 30, 40 posts. But I mean,
they
hey.
Even have pictures together. You can't even search it on the internet of Tyrese and DMX together.
Can't even search it.
He's using his platform and kind of using his death to his advantage, but I don't want to, you know, put all that out there. It's just making assumption.
Okay. Okay. No, but I get what you're saying, though. There is a lot of fake love going out. My man, yeah. Choke, no joke. Dame Dash from Rockefeller with Jay-Z. I think he did a segment on fake love with DMX. I didn't get to see his video yet, but I mean, yeah, that's always how it is. We could touch on that a little bit. Like people, one thing we need to stop doing is showing love to people after they leave us, after they die.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, feel bad and show your love. I don't want to see nobody die. I don't want to see my worst enemy die. So like, always like feel bad and feel sad and stuff like that and shout out someone that even if you didn't like them, they're gone. But if you didn't like them, don't start acting like they're your best friend after they die and start, yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird and awkward to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're not really messing around with someone like that, just don't. And another thing we need to stop doing, everybody, with the music, I'm tired of seeing people go number one in the charts for a week after they die. I'm tired of seeing people, okay, they died. So their streams are going to go up 3 billion or 3 million, whatever it is. I'm tired of seeing that, man. I'm tired of seeing that.
Just keep it real like that.
Like, yeah, just like, just listen to the music. I get it.
But
it's
that,
like,
he wasn't even all that sad when Kobe died.
I mean, let's be okay. That's
like
a real.
You really like Kobe, so you weren't all that sad when he died.
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying. I wasn't a huge Kobe fan. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a huge Kobe fan, so I wasn't about to fake it. Kurt knows, when I like someone, I really like them. When I hate them, I really do. I ain't hate Kobe. My thing about Kobe was, I mean, he stole the chip from Iverson back in 2001. You know what I'm saying? That's why that was my thing with Kobe. But, I mean, I respected Kobe for his impact on the culture. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't a huge Kobe fan. I'm not going to lie about that. But my condolences go out to him and his family as well, because I know his wife is still going through stuff. I know his kids are still going through stuff. Rest in peace to Gigi Bryant. My condolences go out to them as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to talk down about people that aren't here. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. Like, I'm not going to do that, but I'm not going to act like I was the biggest fan, because that's just not right. You know what I'm saying? But rest in peace to DMX. We just had to touch on that topic real quick.
Rest in peace.
So moving on.
NBA.
The NBA.
Shout-out to LaMelo Ball. Shout-out to Lonzo Ball.
Uh-huh.
Shout-out to Lou Williams.
Uh-huh.
Shout-out to Morris Twin.
Uh-huh. Shout-out to Morris Twin. Shout-out to everybody in the league. Shouts to college basketball. You know what I'm saying?
NBA.
So I mean, with the NBA, let's start this way. Corona, NBA, no fans, no. How do you feel about the way they're playing and the way they're adjusting to like no fans and just how everything is now compared to how it was before Corona and like the arenas.
I mean, I don't mind it, honestly. It's still pure competition. People playing hard out there. I mean,
mm-hmm.
with or without the audience, they're still competing for that spot. And, you know, really
my thing is, as a former player, my thing is, I mean, I was always more comfortable not playing in front of people. I'm a play regardless whether I have to play in front of people or not. But it was always easier to not play in front of people. So I feel like it's a lot easier. As you can see with the NBA, you see a lot of these motherfuckers scoring in bunches. You see these motherfuckers averaging like 110 points per game. They're scoring a lot more because I feel like they're just more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like it's just, you know what I'm saying? There's not as much pressure because they're not playing in front of a lot of people. That's why they're scoring so much, alongside with the fact that they don't play defense in the league. You know what I'm saying? But that's just kind of how I feel on that topic. I just feel that it's easier to score when you're not playing in front of people. That's just my take on it.
Well, right now it's wild. It's really wild between Lakers and Brooklyn. Let me check their.
Yeah, go ahead. Check their stats. Who do you as of right
I'm
now?
Saying,
Kurt,
I'm checking their roster because their roster, Lakers and Brooklyn roster, is insane right now.
Bro. If the season was to end right now, my guy, who you got? If it was to end right now,
Lakers.
You got Lakers right now?
Lakers right now.
Lakers right now. Even if Brooklyn Nets is completely healthy.
Okay, well, let's compare their rosters real quick. So Lakers just added Andre Drummond, and Anthony Davis is there.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James is there.
Mm-hmm.
Trez is there.
Mm-hmm.
Kuzma.
Yep.
Schroeder. But I mean, it's just really stacked team. Like, this
mm-hmm.
team is insane right now. So
yeah,
LeBron,
I feel like
LeBron, Anthony Davis, Drummond.
I feel like the ball. Dude. I feel like the ball is gonna move a little bit more with the Lakers. But I feel like when it all comes down to it with the Brooklyn Nets with KD. Harden and Kyrie, I just like the ball. I don't know, man. When the game's on the line, Kyrie's gonna want to do some extra shit. Harden's definitely gonna want to do some extra shit. So I don't really know, man. Harden don't really got that. His game doesn't change, whether it's regular season or playoffs. So I feel like when the playoffs come. I still don't know if he's going to be able to handle it, as opposed to Lakers who are coming off a trip run before. I get why you say the Lakers. I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Who you think going to win MVP this year?
MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was I was hoping that LeBron would win it, but he got hurt and he hasn't been playing for 3 weeks.
Okay, so who's the runner-up?
That's going to affect the decision a lot. Right now, at this point, I want to say Steph Curry.
Steph?
Yeah, Steph Curry is really balling out there. He just scored his sixth consecutive 30-point game.
What's the Warriors' record though right now?
Pretty bad.
No, they're not going to give it to him then.
Oh, they only give it to winning teams?
Yeah, it's not, they're not going to give it to a losing team.
Well, if that's the case, Steph Curry won't make it because the team is doing really terrible.
I don't know. These days,
he is looking really old out there, but he's he's looking old out there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. If you ask me, I really can't even call it right now. Who's like playing the best? I don't know. I don't really know.
But the Brooklyn Nets, here their roster: James Harden, Kyrie Irving,
KD.
LaMarcus Aldridge, they just added.
Yep.
Kevin Durant. And Blake Griffin. I mean, that lineup is just...
Like I said, yeah, it's a stacked lineup, but I mean, you know who's going to be the forefront, Harden. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas, bro, I mean, I just, like, this whole stacking team shit, I'm not really with it. I'm not going to hold you, but I mean... These motherfuckers is gonna do what they got to do. I'm not with how it's so lopsided, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? They got to spread the wealth around to make the league more competitive. These motherfuckers all want to go to one team. And just you know what I'm saying? And just shit on everybody. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, wait, come on. It's got to be spread around a little bit more, man. I want to see the East and the West be tough. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, East and the West, both conferences had heavy hitters. You know what I'm saying? Both conferences had heavy hitters, man. Now it's mainly only the West, but I mean Brooklyn's on the East, but still, like, there's still a handful of teams that are just shitty. Chicago Bulls, shitty, and all these other fucking teams. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, and also, I wouldn't be surprised to see Jokic win the MVP.
Jokic, you think so?
Yeah, I mean, this guy's like averaging what, 11 assists.
Speaking of Jokic and the Nuggets, shouts to Jamal Murray. And we hope for a rest up. We hope for a speedy recovery for him. A solid shooter, so we hope that he gets well. But yeah, Jokic is a good big. So we'll see what happens. We just gotta wait. There's still a lot of time in the season. Is there anything else you want to touch on in the NBA right now?
I mean, ultimately, it's going to boil down to Lakers versus Brooklyn. But we got to talk about Phoenix Suns. They're number one seed right now.
Yeah, Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, man.
Such a leader, man.
How? Like,
such a leader, man.
Before they had Chris Paul, they were the worst.
Yeah, they were ass. The Suns were ass without Chris Paul.
First season with Chris Paul, they're number one seed right now.
But like I said, man, with this whole, like, no, like, I'm not going to be impressed really with any of this shit until everything's back to normal. You know what I'm saying? To me, they playing like exhibition summer. They playing like summer league games in my eyes. Like, the league and the atmosphere looks real summer league-ish with, like, nobody there, but regardless, like, yeah, Chris Paul's doing his thing. I mean,
yeah.
He's been left and right. I mean, always,
I just looked up Chris Paul's age. He's 35 years old, bro.
35 years old, still don't got a ring.
And he hasn't missed a single game this season. Averaging solid assists. Like, more, I think he's averaging, like, 10 assists.
He's got a lot of heart. Yeah, he's got a lot of heart. He's gonna keep on fighting, man. He's got a lot of heart, and he just wants to win. He wants to win a chip the right way. You know what I'm saying? He wants to win it the right way. Mm-hmm. So, shouts to Chris Paul, definitely good player.
He's got Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. I mean, that trio is really working out right now.
Yeah, I mean, I knew CP was gonna compliment Book tremendously. I knew that coming in, and I remember telling you that as well. That he's definitely gonna help him out a lot for sure. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely good to see. I would like to see a Phoenix Suns win the whole thing as opposed to one of these
really
teams. As opposed to one of these stacked teams, I'd like to see a non-stacked team win that shit.
Nah, for me,
I wouldn't mind if the Clippers won the whole thing. I mean, but Paul George has to wake up when playoff time comes. Regular week,
we need to see LeBron James win another ring. It'll be a closer debate between him and Jordan.
Oh, here we go.
If LeBron wins another ring this season, it'll be a closer debate. Right now, Jordan's got it. I give it to you. But after this one,
we can't compare errors though. It's a completely different error. So I don't really like to compare. The only reason why, like, I got Jordan ahead is because he played in a tougher era, man. That's the only reason why. They both played in the same era then, yeah. But I got Jordan ahead because he played in a tougher era, and he wasn't trying to stack up no fucking teams, man. He didn't ask nobody, and we talk about this all the time, Curry. He wasn't asking, and you know it too. He wasn't asking nobody to play with him. I mean, LeBron asked the niggas to play with him, like on some shit. LeBron is asking solid players to play with him. LeBron is the best player in the league, but I'm saying he's asking players to play with him. Michael Jordan was the best player in the league, but he wasn't asking nobody to play with him, bro.
And back in the day when Kobe wanted Derrick Rose, they said no. People said no to that.
I don't remember Kobe wanting Derrick Rose. What the fuck?
Yep.
I remember CP. You remember when CP was supposed to – I think CP was supposed to go to the Lakers and they said no, right?
Derrick Rose.
No, I'm talking about CP, though. CP was supposed to go somewhere, and God rest the commissioner before Adam Silver.
David
Stern. God rest his soul. He declined that trade. He was supposed to go somewhere, I think, to the Lakers, and they said no.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see what happens as the league goes on. But moving forward, still basketball-related, but more of the retired side. We're going to talk about my man Paul Pierce, man.
Paul Pierce.
We're going to talk about my man Paul Pierce. Kurt, you go first. How you feel about this whole situation with him getting fired with ESPN?
He out there living his life.
Living his life, right?
Living his life,
the truth.
It was a dumb mistake to go live at that moment that night, but I can't see why ESPN has to fire him over it. Like, okay, it was a little bit inappropriate, but it was his personal life, and this really relates to how the corporate world works right now. Like, you know, workers got to be careful what they post on their personal social media, which is supposed to be their personal space.
Yeah.
But I guess it's a different story when you're famous like Paul Pierce.
Yeah, bro. I mean, bro, it's like you said, he's living his life. I mean, smoke a little Zaza, had a little joints in the crib. I mean,
was he smoking?
Was
he smoking?
Yeah, you smoking on the Zaza. You smoking on the Zaza. You might have saw, like, the part that you said, you probably saw a little clip. But, yeah, you were smoking on the Zaza, too, on live.
Yeah, but
he was smoking on the Zaza. He had the strippers, you feel me? But, I mean,
let him do his thing, man. But, you know.
And he was upset. And why I know he was upset was just kind of like how he kind of reacted on Twitter with the laughs. And just the fact that he responded with the laughs and the he was tweeting saying, I'm good regardless, no matter what. So, I mean, I know he's kind of felt a little bit of a way, probably because the internet was probably on his head. But, I mean, bruh, I mean, I get it. You know also why, Kurt, because like, I think Disney owns ESPN. So I think that's another issue. That's another issue as well. But hey, I don't know if you've been watching Paul Pierce, Kurt, on ESPN, but he can fit in anywhere on ESPN. He can fit in on any talk show. He does a great job.
It's right that he gets fired?
No, I don't think it's right. Man. He's having a little bit of fun. I don't think it's right. Should he have gone live? No, like you said, I don't think he should have gone live. I think he should have just gotten a warning. I think he should have just gotten a warning.
Right.
That's what I think. I think he should have just gotten a warning. I don't think they should have fired him. You know what I'm saying? And parted ways. I don't think they should have done all that. You know what I'm saying?
Did one of the strippers get naked in that video?
Nah, they were just shaking a little ass. They were just shaking. I mean,
just shaking ass, right?
PG-13. You feel me? A little PG-13. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
Because if they got naked, they would have ended. They would have ended the Instagram would have ended the live if they got naked. But I mean, it was just a little, PG 13. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't even a big deal.
Yeah, it wasn't even a big deal. It was PG 13, man. So, yeah, man. That's I don't think they should have given him the boot. But I mean, like you said, it's the corporate world, and that's just how they operate. And Paul Pierce got bread, man. That's the truth. That's the truth, man. Paul Pierce.
He
Paul
ESPN. He was just doing that because like he likes it.
Yeah, that's Paul Pierce. Pierce is the.
I don't know if Paul Pierce actually broke or not, but.
No, Paul Pierce got some bread, man. I mean, and he's gonna have money left over from the ESPN.
Talking about Paul Pierce.
Talking about the truth, man. So.
The truth. You know what I'm saying?
I want to see y'all. How would you feel if him, KG, Kevin Garnett, and or just him and Kevin Garnett had a fucking little talk show? How would you feel? Did you used to see KG shit that he had on ESPN? That little joint he had at night.
Oh, like him with the hoops and like analyzing plays and shit.
Yeah,
he had that like female guest, and sometimes he would dribble a little bit.
Guess, yeah, you saw that shit, right?
Yeah, I used to see it. Yeah, I used to watch
him. Him and KG. He needed to go with KG. They need to bring that back, man. I think that should be fire. I think.
Him and KG.
Yeah, I think that shit would be fucking fire. Like no cap, I think that shit would be fucking fire.
Do they like each other?
Yeah, they like each other. It's Ray Allen that they don't fucking.
What's up with Ray Allen?
I mean, the whole thing with Ray Allen leaving and going to the Heat to win that chip with Bron.
Oh.
Yeah, they ain't like him because of that. But, I mean, Ray Allen just said it was business. You feel me? He said that the Celtics didn't have his money, so he did.
Man, KD went to Golden State.
Yeah, KD went to Golden. We're going to talk about KD, though.
Just business.
We're going to talk about KD. Since you bring up KD... I'm glad you brought up KD talking about his just business. What are we gonna do? Because we gonna get into this shit. We gonna get into this shit. I mean,
bro. I don't even know what's going on. Like, honest with you, all I know is that KD shouldn't be this sensitive.
Listen, ever since nigga, you know why he's this sensitive? Because he knows that nigga knows he's fucked up, man. Ever since that nigga did what he did and went to the Warriors, my nigga.
Oh,
he's been like this, bro. Like you don't defend yourself, my nigga. You got millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of fucking dollars, bro. That doesn't mean that you don't have feelings. I get it, but at the same time, bro, you are in the league. You are a bona fide pro with all the notoriety and all the bread. You know what I'm saying? You don't respond to people this much if you know that you didn't. Like, I mean, you know you fucked up
Michael Rapaport. I mean, why are you talking to Michael Rapaport?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Michael Rapaport is just a comedian, bro. You don't need to really talk to Mike Rapaport,
But his DM is funny, no cap. I want to read it. Can we read
it? Go ahead and read it, just in case people that are listening.
Yeah, just in case if people haven't seen this.
Yeah.
This is funny. KD went in. Like, okay, so first thing I see is a bunch of laughing emojis. He said, "You called your lawyer like the pussy you are." And ha 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 ha. And after that, he goes, "You couldn't talk to Portnoy talking shit." Defamation of character, more laughing emojis. Pussy ass want a lawyer up. Your wife mad because you spent. Because you wasted that little bit of money on the lawyer because you can't take a joke. Ha, 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 ha. How pussy are you? Your wife doesn't even respect your bitch ass. Wow.
Damn, wow, right? He brought the wife into that shit.
And here's more.
Go ahead.
I heard it all before, you cunt. He called him a cunt. Chuck doesn't need... you as a security, you pale, pasty, cum guzzling. KD,
you violated that nigga.
KD, wilding out here.
You violated that.
I swear, I'ma spit in your face when I see your dirty ass. Bet on your life on it. meet me on West 17th tomorrow at 10. He said, or better yet, what's your address? 10 a.m. at Cat State on the corner. Meet me there, pussy. Bro.
All right, stop right
Why?
There, bro. Let's
stop there, bro.
You know,
but
bro, it's like, bro, like you don't, bro, you know you fucked up. You know you fucked up in life. You know what I'm saying, bro? Because he knows them Golden State rings don't mean shit. He knows them shits are fraudulent. You know you fucked up in life when you have to respond to people this much. Did anybody ever say anything about KD being sensitive before he went to Golden State?
Nah.
No.
KD was the man in OKC, bro. He was a hero.
Now, I'm not going to hold you. Listen, we're going to get real now because the podcast has been around for a minute and I never talked about KD. I'm going to be real now, bro. At first, I didn't respect KD. When he was first in the league, I was like, yo, who's this skinny-ass nigga? Like, I'm not brolic either, but I'm just saying, like, I didn't really respect him. But then as time went on and I seen him play with OKC and grow with OKC, I'm like, yeah, this nigga's a household talent.
Yeah.
And I was even looking at him, and I was looking at Westbrook, and I was saying shit about Westbrook. You know I love Westbrook. I always give Westbrook his props and his due diligence with his triple-double records. But, like, I was looking down at Westbrook and looking up at KD when those guys were teaming up. Because Westbrook was making – he still kind of does that sometimes, but he was taking a lot of shots that he didn't need to take.
Mm.
And I was supporting KD. You know what I'm saying? So for everyone that thinks, oh, Dex hated KD the whole time, no, bro, I started to like KD, bro. But you don't fucking lose. You don't – I mean, this is old news. This ain't new shit. But you don't fucking – you don't get clapped by a team and then go fucking play with them the year after. Like, you don't do that, bro. You don't do that. Maybe if it's like AAU or some other bum-ass shit, but you in the league, like, you don't do that, bro. You don't – the Warriors ain't need you. Them niggas were 73-9 before you got there. 73-9, that's the best record ever. That's better than the 96 Bulls. That's the best record in NBA history, my nigga.
What is he talking about with Shannon Sharp? What's that about?
With Shannon Sharp, because Shannon Sharp said something on the show about playing in rings or whatever. Like, KD does it, I mean, about just, like, the thirst for rings, some shit like that. And KD didn't KD went on Twitter and said, oh, why is Shannon Sharp lying? And then they kind of just went back and forth a little bit. Back a little bit, nothing crazy. I mean, Shannon Sharp kind of just said, yo, we can meet in person, we can talk, we don't got to do the back and forth on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And then knowing how sensitive KD is, he blocked KD because he didn't want to go back and forth with KD on Twitter, which could potentially lead to him losing his job. So he blocked KD on Twitter.
Wow.
And then KD screenshotted the block and said, but I'm sensitive. Kind of saying that Shannon Sharp is sensitive. No, Shannon Sharp just didn't want to get in trouble because he knows that your bitch ass is going to keep on going back and forth and you're not going to leave it alone. But, yeah, so, I mean, bro, and I mean, Kurt, let's talk to you a little bit. Like, tell us your real honest feelings about KD's legacy and him going to the Warriors and those rings. Be honest about it, about how you feel about it. Was it the right thing to do? Break it down to us on how you feel about it.
At first, I thought it was a business decision. Like, if a player wants to move teams, he can't.
Mm-hmm.
As simple as that. But, you know, listening to other people, listening to you the most, I mean, I think – he made a bitch.
But Kurt, forget that. Forget about listening to other people. Forget about listening to me, Kurt. Think about if you didn't hear nobody's voice and
mm-hmm.
you just saw it on the TV. You're in your room
mm-hmm.
by yourself
mm-hmm.
and you just saw it on the TV. You see KD going to the Warriors.
Like I said, I respect the players. I'm a high believer that sometimes organizations don't treat players right. So I'm always on the player's side when it comes to these. But, you know, like I said, when it first happened, when I first heard it, without anybody's opinion, I thought it was just, okay, a business decision. He wants a ring. he can switch teams.
Then when you saw the other side of it.
When I saw the other side of it, okay, I mean, there's, you know, after I realized there are other people who did it the right way, who are trying to do
nigga,
it the
let's,
right
bro, way. Nobody, I don't even think Jordan, listen, that these niggas, bro, like Scottie Pippen and all them, and they talking about, oh, we would kill the Golden State Warriors. But then again, Scottie Pippen did say that before KD. But let's be real, though. With KD, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, who else they got? Klay Thompson, that whole roster in KD, they going to beat the Bulls, bro.
Yeah, they might.
They're going to beat Jordan. They're going to beat Scottie. Yes, they're going to beat them, bro. I'm telling you.
What year was that, 2016 Warriors? Yeah, they'll beat them.
Not 2017. 2017.
Yeah, 17 Warriors, bro.
They'll beat them, bro.
Unstoppable.
You don't, like, bro, like, that's bullshit. That's bullshit, bro. KD, I don't care. That is the most bullshit. You got two bullshit rings, my nigga. Whether you like it or not, you got two bullshit. You know it's true. That's why you always got to defend. Like, niggas would not have to. I can understand, like, after the first year defending yourself, my nigga. We're in 2021, and you still. I mean, you coming out with burner accounts on Twitter to see what people are saying about you, nigga. You know what you did was bullshit, bro.
Nick Young.
Go ahead, Kurt. What you say?
Nick Young has two rings like that.
But Nick Young ain't no fucking. Nick Young is a role player, bro. Nick Young ain't no fucking superstar. Nick Young's a good player. Like, I mean, I like Nick Young, but he's not. He's not a superstar. KD is a superstar. KD is a franchise player, bro.
Like, so it's different when it comes to KD.
Yes, he's a franchise player. That nigga's worth $800 million. Yeah, it's fucking different. That nigga will give Nick Young. KD will give Nick Young 40 with his eyes closed. That nigga's a 7-foot-tall guard. He's 7 feet tall and he a guard. He a 7-foot-tall guard, Kurt. When you're 7-foot-tall, you're supposed to be Taco Fall, DeAndre Ayton. I mean, you're supposed to be in the paint. That nigga's a 7-feet-tall mobile guard that can run back and forth.
Mid-range, three-point, long
range. Mid-range, three-point, all that shit.
Everything.
Not like the passing. He doesn't really have, like, the passing or shit like that like LeBron, but – Almost, LeBron has everything. KD, almost, damn near close to everything. You don't do that, bro. You're going back and forth with Michael Rapaport for, man. What the fuck? Are you serious? Michael Rapaport is 70 years old.
Yeah, KD's sensitive for that.
That nigga is 70 years old, bro. He's 70. He's just a comedian, bro. He's not even I like Michael Rapaport, but he's not relevant. Nobody's really talking about Michael Rapaport because he's older. We talked about him in the 90s and 2000s or whatever. Like, I mean, shouts to Michael Rapaport. I love everything Michael Rapaport does. And I mean, I like what he stands for too, because he's from the 90s. He's from the past. That's why he looks at things a little bit different. But that's not the type of person you really need to be responding to, bro. You want his DMs talking about his wife, nigga? His wife?
Yeah, that's too much.
Come on, man. Stop it, KD.
KD
stop
really,
it, bro.
KD really trying to fight him.
Stop it, bro. Just stop, bro. But you brought this on yourself. You know what you did was bullshit. Niggas wouldn't be on you like this. You know what you did was bullshit.
Bullshit.
You getting an attitude. That's how it all started. You getting an attitude with Charles Barkley with the whole nigga. You know what you did because Charles Barkley was talking about you, nigga. You know what you did was bullshit.
What Charles Barkley say?
In the past, bro. In the past, that's how it all started, bro. In the past, with the whole Warriors and I mean whatever KD said about whatever Charles Barkley said about KD in the past. And then he got up on the panel earlier on in the year, and KD didn't want to talk to Charles. But nigga, you brought that on yourself, nigga.
Everybody
the thing about this, the thing about this generation, y'all niggas want to do shit, bro. Y'all want to do shit, and y'all don't want niggas to say nothing to you, bro. Y'all want niggas to just, yeah, we did it. Don't say nothing. Oh, you a hater. The second you say anything about anybody, you a hater. No, nigga. You got two bullshit rings, my nigga. When I look at niggas like Allen Iverson, my favorite player is Allen Iverson. Everybody knows that. When I look at players like that, my nigga, who didn't get a chip because they wasn't stacking teams, my nigga, like, you got to think about those players. You got to think about Charles Barkley, too. Okay, yeah, KD's an all-around way better player than Charles, even though they kind of play two different positions. But at the same time, I mean, why does Charles Barkley feel some type of way? Because that nigga didn't ask nobody to play with him either. He never did, bro. And that nigga was in the finals a couple times. But you got a nigga like KD cheating to get rings, bro. And you don't, you're not even happy about those rings because you're constantly defending yourself over bullshit. You're not even happy about those rings, man. And don't take it personal, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, bro, you are a solid basketball player, man. Solid. 7 foot tall guard, mobile. You a solid basketball player. You really put in pain. My resume is nowhere near yours. You feel me? You a solid basketball player, man. I don't want you to think, I mean, like, damn, I'm shitting on you, blah, blah, blah. Shouts to your mom. You know what I'm saying? Off the court, I don't know you. Like, you are a solid basketball player. But what you did was bullshit, bro. Everybody wants an NBA ring, man. Like, everybody. Everybody wants it. So many great players that don't have one. And you cheated your way to two. You cheated your way to two, bro. So niggas is going to talk about you whether you like it or not. And that's my final take on that. Kurt, you got anything you want to add before we move on, before I get mad, bro? I'm already tight, but, I mean, you got anything you want to add about this KD nigga, man, this soft-ass nigga?
Trey Pound, that's a KD. Pray to God they don't take me.
Shout to Dave East, man. Shout to Dave East, man. Shout to King Shooter, man. Shout to King Shooter. Shout to Dave East, man. Shout to King Shooter. God rest his soul, King Shooter from New York. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if I brought his name up on the podcast before, but God rest his soul. He was signed to Nas, you know what I mean? Mass Appeal. Shouts to him. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to Dave East. You know what I mean? Shouts to Dave East. The Harlem Golden Child. You know what I mean? Shouts to Dave East. And we're looking forward to Dave East's new project whenever that comes out. You know what I'm saying? But
shouts to Lil Nas X.
Shouts to...
Hey.
Shouts to Lil Nas X, man. Shouts to everybody, man. Shouts to all human beings. But, we got one more topic we want to discuss, man. One more topic. We're not going to spend too long
alone?
On it.
Is this Home Alone?
This is Home Alone.
This is Home Alone?
Something that we just threw this in late. We just threw this in late because it was kind of random and
it's important. It's very
important. It's
important.
It's current events.
Very
shout
important.
To Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Song from Disney Channel, like Michael Lil Bow Wow, The Social Network. She was in all those movies when she was a kid. Her and Macaulay Culkin just had a kid. The reason why we want to talk about it, only thing is that it's just a little bit, it's a little bit random. That's the only thing that we want to say.
From,
it's a little bit random.
From one Asian to another, Brenda Song is just a regular weed, bro. Brenda Song is regular weed to me, bro.
When he says regular weed, as in like looks wise, he thinks he's regular. I think. Brenda Song, I said
most
star
givers. No, most star givers seven.
I said
most
Brenda Song. I said
seven.
You were an eight. Kurt said you were seven. I said you were an eight. Kurt said seven, but then me and Kurt had an argument about this earlier. I said that, bro. If she's a seven. She's still hot. But
okay,
Kurt,
yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
Like okay, you see her on the street and you think okay, she's a pretty girl.
Definitely. But Kurt doesn't think like you special like that. But Kurt also thinks you could have done better than.
He
wants to
know. I can name you. Thousands and thousands of other Asian girls who are much hotter than Brenda Song.
I believe you. Christian Kirk is hotter than Brenda Song.
Who's
Christian
Kirk?
Kirk don't even look Asian, but she's hotter. Like,
who's Christian Kirk?
The girl from Smallville that I'm obsessed with, Nick with the green eyes, man. Christian Kirk, the Canadian?
She's not even Asian, bro.
She is, bro. We talked about this. She's Asian. Christian Kirk is Asian.
How the fuck you? How do you fuck? How do you spell her name?
Kristin, and then Kirk is Kreuk, I think.
Bro, I'm pulling off football players, bro.
Christian Kirk. K-R-E-U-K.
Anyway.
But regardless, that's not even important.
Right.
Honestly, though, I do want to know, though. I mean... What is it about Macaulay Culkin? His movie Home Alone is legendary. Legendary movie. Net worth
$18 million right now.
Net worth $18 million. You know what I'm saying?
Brenda Song's at net worth $5 million.
We know Macaulay Culkin. I just want to know what it is about him that like you liked. Like that's all that, because it's a little bit of a, like, the mix is a little bit. You know what I'm saying? The mix is
Nicole,
a little bit. I don't.
Macaulay's a drug addict, bro.
You know what I'm saying,
junkie,
bro?
He's a junkie. He's a rich junkie. Like,
and I never really looked into his drug life.
Let me look at what he looks like.
You could tell that he's been on some stuff, but
let me see what he looks like right now.
Because we're trying to figure out what it is that maybe because
I'm only pulling up good pictures of him.
But maybe, bro, Kurt, maybe it's his personality, man. Maybe he just makes her feel real, like, special. You know what I'm saying? Like. And Kurt, you talking about is like you said having a baby at 40 too late. Macaulay Culkin 40. I remember you told you said that. You said having a baby at 40 too late.
Yeah, well he's a Hollywood star.
So a regular ass nigga can't having a baby at 40 is too late for a regular ass nigga? You think so?
I think it might be, yeah.
Okay.
It depends on the woman though. If the woman's still young, yeah.
Yeah, Brenda Saunders is 33.
You know damn well a 45-year-old woman can't give birth. Can they?
I don't even know, bro.
But,
I don't even
you know.
What?
Honestly, though, like, Brenda Song, honestly, though, like, other celebrity-wise, like, I think Brenda Song, at her level, with net worth at $5 million and the way she looks, I think Channing Tatum can get it.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper can get it.
Who do you think's hotter? You know Channing Tatum's wife, right, from Step Up?
I don't know his wife.
I was going to ask you who's hotter between her and Brenda Songz, but
Leonardo can get it.
No,
Leonardo's not going to fuck with Brenda. he's not even going to look at her.
And Caprio like 45 years. Caprio like 50.
Is he? No, he's not. Caprio ain't that old.
He's like 40. He's 40-something. He's 40-something. He has to be.
Let's see. 46. You're right. He's almost 50.
Yeah, he's almost 50.
Damn. I'd be damned. He looks so young in Titanic, bro. I remember them days, man. He was a little boy in Titanic.
Yeah, man. Some of them be dating young. You know what I'm saying? Like
Chris Brown can tap.
Yeah, Chris Brown definitely. Chris Brown. That would make more sense. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I mean, we're touching on the topic because A, like, I'm happy for Macaulay Culkin for having a kid. You know what I'm saying? But we also just want to know the backstory, like what it is. I'm just curious as to what. Now, I mean, and I'm not judging nobody. I'm just curious as to what it is that she likes about.
Fuck Macaulay, man. Fuck Macaulay. Brenda can do better.
And that's it, Kurt? Just like that?
Just like that.
Just like that. All right. Hey.
Brad Pitt can tap.
Bro, Brad Pitt's like 40-something, 52, bro.
Brenda Song's like 40-something, too.
Brenda Song's is 33, Kurt. She's 33.
Eminem can tap.
Yeah, that may go wild. But, yo. Hey. All the listeners, all the viewers, everybody that's been supporting us, listen, everyone that's been supporting us since last year, bro, listen, I'm gonna give a quick shout to Kurt, my nigga, because this is Kurt's idea. I don't know if I might have brought that up before in one of the podcast episodes, but I'm gonna remind y'all again. This whole podcast was Kurt's idea, and I ran with it. I thought about it one day. We wouldn't have been this far without Kurt, man. Being on Yahoo Finance, Yahoo Sports, whatever it is, being on a website like that to me is just a blessing to me. It's a blessing. Shouts to Yahoo for even wanting to pick up our article. Like that's such a blessing.
USA Today.
USA Today is coming. Kurt, let the cat out the bag. The USA Today is coming out either next week or the week after. It's just a blessing, man. It's just a blessing. Like the podcast is getting a lot of notoriety right now. You know what I'm saying? We gotta do certain things to get it out there, to get the podcast out there. But it's getting a lot of positive feedback, and I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to all the other podcasters. Shout to Johnny Manziel's podcast. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to Joe Budden podcast. I mean, hopefully we're not gonna touch base, but hopefully Rory and Maul come back. You know what I'm saying? We're not gonna touch base on that. but hopefully they end up coming back to the podcast. We might touch base on that another episode. We got to get more details on that. We don't have enough details. But shouts to Joe Budden Podcast. Shouts to Gilly the Kids Podcast. Everyone that has a podcast, shouts to all of y'all, man. I love the podcast game. I love being able to get on the phone and just talk to Kurt. And, I mean, this was just a regular phone call to us. Like, this is how me and Kurt talk all the time. This is just a regular phone call. But we're happy that you guys get to see how we think. And you guys get to laugh with us and things like that. You know what I'm saying? It's all entertainment at the end of the day, man. Shouts to everybody, man, for real. Like me and Kurt are very, very, very fucking grateful, man. I almost want to tear up, no cap, but I mean, thank you. For real. To every single person, thank you. Thank you for giving us a platform. We can make the platform no matter what. But thank you for listening to our platform. Thank you for uplifting our platform. I appreciate all of it, man. Stay tuned. We got more coming. I mean, and just, you know what I'm saying? Just pay attention. Pay attention to my Instagram. If you want to add Kurt, add Kurt's Instagram. It's on the page. You know what I'm saying?
Don't add my shit. I'm for real. You laughing.
Hey, man. Shouts to everybody, man. Yo, and if y'all niggas gonna add my shit too, don't be DMing me crazy, coming at me. I get it's part of the game, but just don't. You're not gonna get no response from me. But we appreciate all of y'all though. And till next time, folks. Stay close to us and stay close to my Instagram story, because I got some more guests coming up and got some more episodes coming up. So we'll talk to y'all later. Kurt, is there anything else you want to add before we dip?
D&K in the lab. Let's get it.
Let's fucking get it. Peace.